Here at the 2009 Commodity Classic, BASF has just held their Science Behind Kixor Symposium. With me is Nevin McDougall, who is North American Group Vice President for BASF Crop Protection. All right, Nevin, now why did BASF decide to continue developing Kixor in 2003, despite predictions that the herbicide market was going to decline?
In 2003, there were clear indications of downward pressure in the herbicide market in the U.S. Looking forward in the future, though, we saw opportunities with increased risk of weed resistance and need of diverse new mode of actions. This prompted us to invest and continue with the development of Kixor herbicide.
All right. Now, why is BASF in general committed to researching and developing new chemistries?
BASF is interested and very committed to researching and investing in new chemistries for the purpose of investing in the future, for the global dynamics of increased population, increased standards of living in developing countries, and the need for biofuels in the future. We see the need for innovation to enhance productivity and meet the yield requirements for the future demands of a global economy.
All right. What does Kixor bring to the herbicide market that isn't currently there, and how does that fit into the BASF portfolio?
We believe that Kixor brings a lot to the table in terms of herbicide utility for today's growers' needs. When we look at the U.S. market, there are many weed gaps developing to glyphosate in particular and a number of other chemistries. We feel Kixor provides great utility by closing these weed gaps and adding new value to meet and address the weed control solutions for growers. How Kixor fits in the BASF portfolio is very complementary. We have many chemistries that provide broad-spectrum weed control. Complemented by Kixor can provide both outstanding contact and residual weed control for a variety of crops.
And finally, how are retailers reacting to what they've seen and heard already regarding Kixor?
So far, the reaction from retailers regarding Kixor is very encouraging. They're excited to hear of new chemistry, a new solution being brought to the marketplace that they can offer to their growers to meet their weed gaps and the agronomic challenges they have on a day-to-day basis.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from Commodity Classic in Grapevine, Texas.